This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight our jazz group of the week, and that's the Curtis Counts group that was led up by bassman Curtis Counts, Harold Lynn on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Carl Perkins on drums, Carl Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drums. This is a group that was a working group out of the West Coast for at least 2 or 3 years, and they made several fine recordings on the Contemporary label, an independent jazz label out on the West Coast. They did some really fine things, so we're going to give you a sampling of their recorded work, and we're going to kick it off with a composition that was kind of a pop tune at the time. I didn't know if it was going to stick around, but it became kind of a standard all through the years, Stranger in Paradise. Thank you. Stranger in Paradise by the Curtis Counts Group, and you heard Jack Sheldon on trumpet and Harold Land on tenor sax through most of that track. I'm going to do something by the Terry Gibbs and his big band. Terry Gibbs is a great vibe man, and back in the late 50s, early 60s, he put together a big band that worked all occasionally every Monday and Tuesday night at various clubs around L.A., and it was kind of a rehearsal type band because most of the musicians had really good paying jobs in the Hollywood studios, but they had to get their jazz kicks, and so they would get together on like Monday and Tuesday night, put together a little concert in various clubs around town. It's just all really an all-star aggregation. I won't name all the personnel, but we have people like Connie Condoli out of Mishawaka on trumpet, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Frank Rosolito on trombone, Richard Kamuka, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, just to give you a sampling of the kind of personnel that wanted to play in his band. And this is a little composition by the Terry Gibbs Big Band written by Al Cohn called The Big Cat.
Hey!
All right, that was The Big Cat, written by Al Cohn, and that was Terry Gibbs and his big band. It was recorded live at the Summit Club in L.A. in April of 1962 on an old Mercury album called Explosion, and that was a fine swinging track by a really all-star aggregation put together by Terry Gibbs. Now it's back to the highlight group of the week, and that's the Curtis Counts group. And this is a beautiful ballad that was written by trumpet man Clifford Brown called LaRue. was a Curtis Counts group, and that was Harold Land on tenor sax all the way through on that beautiful ballad written by trumpet man Clifford Brown called LaRue. Okay, I'm going to now dig into the Harold Arlen songbook, and this is some early Miles Davis. Oh, this goes way back. This goes back to 51 from a Prestige album called Dig, and has Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Jackie McLean on alto sax. Jackie McLean might have been one of his first recorded ventures. He couldn't have been more than 19 or 20 when he cut this album with Miles. Walter Bishop on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Art Blakey on drums, Miles Davis doing It's Only a Paper Moon.
Thank you.
probably Miles Davis there on trumpet doing Harold Arlen's standard, It's Only a Paper Moon. Also heard from Sonny Rollins on tenor sax. Returning now to our highlight group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group, composed of the leader Curtis Counts on bass, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Harold Land on tenor sax, Carl Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drums. This is listened to their version of Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. The Curtis Counts Group, and that was a bass solo by the leader Curtis Counts doing Duke Ellington's great composition Sophisticated Lady. Well, now before the bossa nova craze came out with Stan Getz had all those great hits with the bossa nova, different tunes. Before that, Bud Shank, alto sax man, and Lorenzo Almeida, a classical acoustical guitar player, cut two or three 10-inch LPs doing the Brazilian sounds that forecast the Stan Getz hits, and they were really tasteful things. I'm going to play something called Blue Bayou, and it has, of course, Almeida on acoustic guitar, Bud Shank on alto sax, Harry Babison on bass, Roy Hart on drums. Almeida on acoustic guitar out of Brazil, Bud Shank on alto sax out of L.A., Harry Babison on bass, Roy Hart on drums is a Brazilian treatment of a thing called the Blue Bayou. Okay, we're going to go back now to our highlight group of the week, the Curtis Counts group, and this is something written by the bass man and leader Curtis Counts called Complete. Thank you. A nice little swinger. That was written by the leader of the Curtis Counts group, Curtis Counts, and that was his bass work that you heard on that particular track. Okay, now we're going to do another track from the Curtis Counts group, our highlight group of the week, and this is a beautiful ballad written by George and Ira Gershwin. How long has this been going on? And I think on this particular track, we've got the trumpet man, Jack Sheldon, taking it all the way through.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jack Sheldon on trumpet doing a beautiful ballad rendition of How Long This Has Been Going On, which is a great Gershwin standard contribution to the American Songbook. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours. We hope you've enjoyed the sounds. We try to bring you some of the best in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from about 8 to 10. So I hope you make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night. If you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like us to play here on the Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our email is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We're going to close it out with a little swinger by organist Jimmy Smith doing a composition by Dizzy Gillespie called The Champ.
I'm sorry. We'll be right back.